Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Let's talk a little Tennessee football and basketball. Jason Swain joins us from Knoxville, former Tennessee wide receiver and now media mogul. They call him Hollywood in Knoxville. Hollywood Swain joins us now on 3HL. Hey, Swain, what's up? How are you, man?
I'm great. Correction, only Chris Lowe says that. No one else. Well, and you.
Well, we're spreading the word. Everybody needs to know.
Oh, man.
Hey, so the Tennessee football team out on the field, multiple practice sessions. One thing, I saw a picture yesterday of Quavarius Crouch and J.J. Peterson, and Quavarius Crouch is a big dude.
No, he is. I mean, he certainly fits the bill. I mean, when you're recruiting guys, you want them to look, you know, 43 with two or three kids and almost retired. That's what Quavarius Crouch looks like. He's a grown man. But just like all the freshmen out there, man, they're basically drinking water from a fire hydrant. And the pace of practice is really, really, really fast. It's up tempo. They get a ton of reps. And so right now, I mean, they're just trying to make sure their assignments are correct and make sure that they can make it through practice because it's really up tempo. But those guys will be good players for us, and they'll be counted on to play early.
Swain, there have been some good reports from the offense so far.
Yeah, I mean, Derek Antono is taking command of the offense. He looks really good. I've been impressed with Brian Maurer. He made some good throws last practice I saw, placing the ball in terrible situations. But the offense looked really good for the fourth day. The first day in pass, they really took it to the defense. And yesterday, they kind of picked up where they left off. The defense kind of came back out, showed some pride, and had a better showing. But the offense looks pretty good. 4 days in practice with new offensive coordinator.
Swain, you look at this spring. What's the biggest storyline that you're paying attention to that you want to see play out and maybe culminate as far as in the spring game? What do you have your eyes on closest, or you're the most curious about with what this team looks like?
Well, I mean, offense defense line is going to be very, very important, no doubt about it. You know, defensive line, they're going to be counting on some Juco players to come in and play a huge part. You know, Savion Williams and Darrell Milton will be counted on to play early. If Aubrey Solomon does not get that waiver, that's going to put Tennessee kind of in the bind numbers-wise on the front. Offensive line, you know, how do they accept the challenge? But last year, Derrick was beat up and bruised, and luckily he didn't get hurt, so the fronts are very, very important to me, but I know you can only do so much during the spring. You don't want to get guys hurt, but at the same time, you want to establish the identity of your football team and the physicality. I'm looking to see who's going to step up and be a leader. Tomorrow will be the last practice before they go to spring break, and you heard what Dabo Sweeney said. You know, he kind of criticized the team for he came out and play and practice. Well, when you're thinking about spring break, it's really hard to focus 100% on practice, and that's when leadership steps up and kind of challenges the guys to make sure they finish on a strong note before they go to break. So tomorrow's going to be a very important practice for these guys.
I thought it was interesting the other day, Swain, Jason Swain with us from Knoxville, at Swain Event on Twitter, swainevent.com is the website. Jason, interesting the other day that Coach Pruitt offered a lot of praise for Garantano, which – I thought was interesting because typically he doesn't do that, but certainly did for his starting quarterback.
Yeah, I think that's something that he needed to do, to be honest. I didn't see a lot of it last year. You know, you want to be tough on your quarterback. It's like, you know, basketball coaches are always tough on their point guard, but, you know, it's good to get that positive reinforcement, and it's good to hear that your coach appreciates you and get the compliment for doing things the right way. And so, Jared handled himself, you know, very well. Fourth offensive coordinator in 4 years, and I think he's ready to kind of take that next step. He has a great offensive coordinator and change that's going to simplify things for him and make him understand things. So It was good to see Pruitt give some props to the offensive player. He usually doesn't do that much.
Hey, before we switch gears to basketball, because we need to talk a little bit about that too, Pro Day today, any news that anybody kind of showed out or maybe helped their stock any?
I'll be honest, I was uninterested in Pro Day. I mean, I'll just be honest, I'd rather watch that's really what I did. I did see where Kyle Phillips made himself some money, ran a good 40 time, and saw shot total look really good. And it was tough. It was tough looking at, kind of the Pro Day schedule. Usually Tennessee Pro Day is like an event. It's a must see event, and it just hasn't been around Tennessee for a couple of years. But they'll get back to that because Bruce is bringing in a really good player.
Basketball guys in Nashville, they went to see Tony White at the hospital. They tweeted out a video. I thought that was really neat. I love how Rick Barnes is embracing such an important part of the program who's going through such a tough time.
Absolutely. I mean, the Tennessee basketball is kind of bringing tears to our eyes over the last few hours. The support they've shown to Tony White, not just recently, but during the entire process. They have a lot to play for. They can play for each other, they can play for themselves, the university, the fan base. But I'm pretty sure they're playing for Tony White, former Vol that was an excellent player here, and he's fighting the biggest battle of his life. And that was a really cool thing to see those guys go over there to the hospital. And I saw the video. I saw where Tony White said that he was struggling and wasn't feeling great, but seeing their faces and their visit really made him feel better. So I let you know that this thing – sports is important, basketball is important, winning is important, but there are things that are more important than the game, and you saw that with Tennessee basketball tweeted out that video of the team with Tony White.
If you're on Twitter, whether you're a Tennessee fan or not, watch it. We just retweeted it just now, so check it out at 3HL1045. Jason Swain, our guest. Swain, talking about this basketball team, 4-3 in their last seven, sorry. Are they ready to turn it on now that it's postseason?
I think so. I mean, I think when they lost that game to Loyola, they knew exactly what they were supposed to do. And Loyola, I mean, that game last year in the second round, all the work they put in the offseason, everything they've been through this season, it's for this time right now. The tournament, the SEC tournament, and then moving forward to the NCAA tournament. This team is still built to win at a high level. Of course, they're going to need Lamonte to shoot the ball better from the outside. Jordan Bowden found his shot. They need to understand that Grant Williams is their best player and not get into a shooting match sometimes with teams that they're playing against who also can shoot the ball but rely on that shot a little bit more than Tennessee. So Tennessee just needs to beat Tennessee and play for each other, and I think Tennessee will have a special season this year. But I think they are ready to go. I'm pumped to see them play tomorrow.
How fired up is Knoxville about this team now that we're into March, now that we're into March Madness?
Well, you saw the ratings. Knoxville was right up there, number two market when it comes to college basketball. So Tennessee fans have followed this basketball team. People have kind of thought that Tennessee fans are bandwagon fans, but no, that's not the case. Thompson Bowling Arena, you've been top 10 in attendance for the last 10 years. This fan base is thirsty and hungry for a winner, and they're finding that with the Tennessee basketball team. So everyone's fired up. Everyone's juiced up. Everyone has already got their excuses for work down for next week, man, for March Madness. I know I got my excuse down. I hope y'all got y'all's excuse.
Well, hey, we appreciate the time. Always enjoy the visit, man. SwainEvent.com is the website. People need to go there to check you out, at SwainEvent on Twitter. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Y'all have fun. Thank you.
All right, Jason Swain.